This is Charlotte Van Horn, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business, and I'm back with Jeff Carter. You know what? I am just forgetting how much I've missed doing this. I'm like talking to people and getting so smart and being able to share this great information with y'all. It just, I'm glad to be back, and I'm blessed to have Mr. Carter with us. So now we need to get to Fort Hood. We need to get to Fort Hood, and then we also need to get to Walmart. Okay.
Yes.
We need to get to networking and just talking to us about how you were able to get by some of the pitfalls. And it seems like to me that the thing that you did was you went around China and you went to Africa. Is that part of your success? Is that you didn't, because you partnered with Kenyan manufacturers? Was that like a big part of it?
It was the biggest eye-opener for me. It let me know that China stole the synthetic hair business from Africa. They were doing it first. So I learned the history of it. And I wanted to bring that history to America, but America is not ready to hear something like that because they don't want to believe it. They want to keep doing what they're doing because, oh, this is just another black man trying to sell me a story. No, I'm giving you some history.
Yeah.
I'm giving you something that you can stand on.
And I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it. And Jeff, let me tell you something else. That when COVID hit, I think that we had COVID, George Floyd, Karen in the park.
Mm-hmm.
All that on one day. I mean, COVID was already ramped up, but the George Floyd and Karen in the park on the same day, there was something about that. And I remember when Gayle King said, I don't know, the news is too much for me today. And I felt her. I felt her because I was thinking, this can't be happening. This is too much for me today. And I think it was a lot for a lot of people. And I think that if there was ever a time that we're willing to listen to what you have to say, that it is now. Now is the time.
This is the thing I want to say. I was born in 1959. And as a child, I saw a lot during the 60s. And then being a black male child in the 60s, during the civil rights movement, when, you know, my mom cried because of Kennedy was killed. My mom cried when Martin Luther King was killed. Malcolm X. This is my childhood. This is what I grew up with. They've been having their knee on my parents' neck all this time that I had to watch. They tried to do it to me, but I said, you got to fight on your hand because I'm different. I'm different. I'm going to find a way to beat you 10 ways to Sunday at your game.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do it with your money. You won't give it to me. You won't give it to me. We can do everything right, have an 800 credit score, but guess what? You're going to appraise my house for less. Mm-hmm. You're not going to give me the best interest rates on my cars or my credit cards. You're going to do everything you can possibly do to keep me down. But I'm going to keep telling you that. You're going to get tired or you're going to die, and I'm going to still be here doing the same thing I'm doing.
That's it.
So this is what I want to say is that my business plan when I came back to the United States is that if I'm going to be successful, I'm going to do what I know. I know government contracting and I know the military and I know what they didn't have. And I'm going to check this big old black box on them and let them know I ain't going nowhere.
Right.
And I'm going to show So that's how I was able to take the Black hair care movement to the military.
And you just had your grand opening at Fort Hood.
I had a grand opening, the second one for the bigger store, the inside store. That was the second one. I took over the beauty salon contract from Paul Mitchell.
You're a bad boy. You're a bad boy.
I told him, I said, hey, this is what I'm bringing to the Army Air Force Exchange bases. I'm bringing a more diverse service that we can do locks, we can do sew-ins, we can do braids, crochets, wigs. We can do it all. And that's not something that a Paul Mitchell brand has ever strived to do.
And not only have they not strived to do it, but at the end of the day, who wants that from them? At this point, okay, come on now. I mean, do you really want to go to Paul Mitchell for that? No.
No. This is the other thing. I was just in a soldier incoming briefing for all the new soldiers coming to Fort Hood this morning and talking to all the brothers and sisters. When I looked there and I saw 60% of them was us out of 400. 60% is Black and brown. So think of every one soldier that every 10 soldiers come in, six of them are us.
Yeah.
But you have nothing for them.
Listen, do you have the other thing is one thing I would definitely recommend is to get a Sister Locks consultant on board, because as a Sister Locks consultant, one thing that the military is always concerned about is when I move, who's going to do my hair? You know, are there consultants in the area? And if they can know they can support a Black business on base, they will. And when I tell you that this is a business that will retire your behind, it is, you know, it is an abundance of work. And if you come at it with the professionalism, with the Black excellence, and unfortunately, I'm just going to say it, this is why I started this podcast. Unfortunately, we do a lot of good hair and a lot of bad business. Okay.
Oh yeah.
You doing good hair, and you pushing that good business, and you are treating your clients like the VIPs that they're supposed to be, that is nothing but a recipe for success and more money than you know what to do with, honestly. You know, I'm not young enough to really do all of that standing and stuff. I don't want to do that no more, really, honestly. I've downsized significantly. And because I'm going into different things, because it's just a different time in my life. But what I'm doing is sewing and training other people to do it. So listen, we got to take one more break, come back, and then you're going to tell us how we can connect with you and everything like that. But oh my God, this is good. Okay, this is Charlotte Van Horn, Sisters Talking Natural Hair Business. I don't even have to ask y'all not to go nowhere, because I know y'all are sitting on the edge of your chair like, what he going to say next, right? So we're going to be right back, okay?
When you leave your business, do you leave the door unlocked? When facing legal matters in the business world, do not leave your business unprotected. There is help when it comes to business contracting, even collecting past due receivables from clients. An experienced attorney is critical to resolving disputes. Don't do it alone.
At SJS Law Firm, their mission is to partner with clients to help them achieve the business of their dreams and plans with timely and strategic legal advice. Their legal counselors and advisors committed, providing individualized service that is tailored to the unique needs of your business. SJS Law Firm provides the legal support you need to move forward with confidence. Secure the knowledge that you have a legal team watching out for your best interests. Don't leave the door open. Call SJS Law Firm, serving small business owners, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits. Call 202-505-5309. That's 202-505-5309. Or find them at the sjslawfirm.com.
Paging all DMV Sister Lock consultants, please proceed to the successful Sister Locks business that awaits you. Call Locks Forever's coaching division today to learn more about our 90-day intensive hands-on mentoring program. Doing hair is just the beginning. Doing great business is what sets you apart. Madam CJ Walker said, I got my start by giving myself a start. Give yourself a start today. Give us a call.
540-446-5107.
Okay, so I'm back. I'm back with Jeff Carter, Darling Hair and Beauty Supply. And it's what I wanted to talk about, honestly, Jeff, ever since I started. And I'm not even gonna lie to you. I have reached out to a couple other Black-owned beauty supply when I was really, you know, engaged in my podcast. I've reached out to a couple other Black-owned beauty supply. And guess what? Nobody reached back. Nobody reached back, but you know what? God will send you who you need. And you reached out to me. And, you know, I mean, okay, go ahead, Jeff. So I want to know, we might have to backtrack, put some in your bio or, you know, different information under there. Tell us how you ended up partnering with Walmart.
Interesting story. One of the things I did when I came from Bahrain, I chose Walmart and Amazon. You know, if I'm going to go big, yeah. I'm going to go big on going home. I'm going to go big. So I picked both of those. One was brick and mortar. One was internet. And I said, I'm going to land one of them. Well, you're going to pay to land Walmart. But I mean, you're going to pay to land Amazon. But Walmart wants data. They want experience. They want sales. And, you know, they want to see if you're making money. They want to see if your business partnership with them makes sense. So the first time I applied, they didn't even reply back. That's how bad I was.
So back up. Because I mean, okay. So in order to try to get your product in, because a lot of people don't know this, right? In order to try to get your product in Walmart, you need to apply. And yeah. Where do you apply?
You go online. You can go on Walmart.com and look at their page, and they basically tell you how to apply and become a vendor on Walmart.com on their marketplace.
Okay. Yeah. So you applied and they didn't even respond first time.
Look, they didn't even respond. Then about a year later, I tried to respond. I tried to reach out to the lady that got Patti LaBelle sweet potato
pies. Patty pies.
Yeah. Yeah. I try to get Patty, you know, her to kind of lead me in the right direction on
Did
LinkedIn.
You know her, or you just decided, let me check with Patty's people?
Did I know you?
Well, I ain't exactly Patty's people, but I'll take it, you know?
Yeah, there's no shame in my game now. I'm gonna approach you. You just gotta tell me no, because I'm bluffing all the way. I'm somebody
right.
when I come to you.
I know that's
I'm
right.
somebody.
Yes.
You know, so I approached the situation again. I applied online. This time, no, I didn't have the experience. Now, this is 2019.
Okay.
So 2020 goes by. I'm killing it. I'm straight killing the beauty supply business on Fort Hood, online with my own website. I'm straight killing it. So to the tune of about 1.2 mil.
Lord, you killing it. That's right. Come on, bring the numbers. Look, make it plain.
look, you sound like Walmart.
Say what?
You sound like Walmart when they bring the numbers.
Okay. So now Walmart is like, okay, you got our attention.
No, it wasn't even that. The day before, well, the Sunday before I came to Panama, I applied again on a Sunday night. It was like 10 o'clock at night. I filled out the application, gave them all my information, all my sales history. I did everything that they asked me for. Because I know everything I'm doing. I didn't have to ask nobody where my information was or what my sales were or whatever they needed and required, how many SKUs I have. You know, I didn't need none of that. And I put it into their little profile page, and I'm like, yeah. I'll be in Panama. I'll come back. I'll see. I'll check back with that. 10 minutes later, I got an email saying approved.
Shut your mouth, right? But shut your mouth wide open. No way.
10 minutes.
So it's set up to look for certain things. And they knew right off the bat. Wow.
That's my man. Wow. It's artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence is data.
That's it.
So it matched what they were looking for. So how many of us are going to have our business model set up to match what they're looking for, to even know what they're looking for?
Yes. Probably not most of us. No. probably not. You're probably in a class kind of by yourself. Okay.
Not probably.
Yes.
I am.
Yes.
With Walmart, I'm in a class by myself. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm a Black-owned businessman doing it. I'm the only Black-owned business one on their platform that's in the Black hair care beauty business.
Oh, come on now. Now, you know what? That was a mouthful. Because you know something? That's what we need to realize. Every product with a Black face on it or with something that is appealing to the Black audience is not Black-owned. And somehow or another, it's so interesting that we assume that. And what I've learned to do, I've do by Black Friday, I've been doing it for a long time. And what I've learned to do is look for the About Us section. Nowadays, what you do is you'll see something fabulous on the internet. And when you click on it, it comes up to shop. Well, who are you?
Yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah.
As far as I know, well, who am I shopping with? You know, we have to we have to start asking these questions, because I'm going to tell you something. Nobody minds taking Black people's money, period. Nobody is opposed to that. And we spend money. And at the end of the day, I want to know who you are, because we could be supporting the KKK. The people own these businesses. When we see something cute pop up to catch our eyes, they could be the KKK. Who are you? Are you Black owned? Mm-hmm. That's why I'm telling you, we're asking these questions, Jeff. And that's why it may be the time for them to hear you, because we got a different perspective. We've had a rough 4 years in the United States. We've had some serious wake up calls. And so it might be time that it might be the time for us to really hear you. So, okay, so that's how you got into Walmart.
Was that
the hair only, or was the products that you have as well?
All the products in the store. We have over 5,000 products that is for Black and brown people in our store. From the hair care products to the wigs, the crochets, you know, the everything of the extensions, the wet and wavies, you know, whatever it is that you feel that you have a need for. If you can't find it with us, that means you ain't trying to find it. So I'm able to check a box that Walmart, if they had our store, you know, our products in their store, they would need a whole aisle and more for the products for us. So that shows you that we've been giving all of our money to the A for these products. And what if we gave all that money to ourselves to sell ourselves these products? That's where the networking come in at. But let me do the Walmart real quick. It's going to take me 30 seconds. Walmart was, I applied on a Sunday. And by Thursday at 12 o'clock, my products went live on Walmart.com. That quick. I wasn't expecting to go that quick, because they pulled all of my products from Shopify into Walmart's platform. More than half of them had errors because they want you to set it up a certain way. But over half of them, 2,500 products got in Walmart. They went live at 12 o'clock on Thursday, the day before I came to Panama. By 12:02, my email lit up like bing, 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 bing. This is how many orders came in from Walmart.com. No advertising, no nothing. No advertising. And I'm sitting up there, what's all these emails? I looked at my email. They were orders from Walmart. Now, 4 hours later, I get an email from Walmart saying, oh, you are live now on Walmart. I'm like, you don't have to tell me now. You're 4 hours late. So the power of Walmart, I went to them. Your business plan has to match your target audience. I wanted to get the person that may be 15, 20 miles away from Walmart in the country, in Alabama, in South Carolina, you know, Timbuktu, Ohio, or Michigan, or somebody in New York City. I'm trying to reach that customer base who can want it shipped to their home. Somebody who's sitting at their house working from home due to COVID, and they can shop online while they're working now and get it shipped to their house. I'm trying to reach you where you're at.
Right.
And it's working. You've got to know who your target market is. Your business plan has to have a target. Right. And when you talk to people, you know, Shopify reached out to me for my account and said, you're doing all these sales at the military bases more than online. They said, let us help you. They reached out to me.
I was going to ask you about Shopify. They reached out to you.
Yeah, they did a Zoom call with me. Seven people from their company did a Zoom call like we're doing now. Tell me about who you are, Jeff Carter. We've been watching you. Artificial intelligence tell them that I'm doing something right, but I'm doing something wrong by not getting online shoppers, because they know that I should be getting more of that money. How can I help you, Jeff? How can we help you? And God is my witness. This is free service. So if you're doing something right with your business, somebody's watching and paying attention to you.
Jeff, you're talking to me, because that is how it is for me in Panama. Glory to God. The contacts, the people. I told my husband the other day, I said, Alfredo, people that are coming to us that want to sit down with us are owners of hospitals, medical, major developers. I can't even say publicly the number of meetings that we've had. And it's because people are watching. People are watching. People are watching and they say something's happening there. And they're not shy, because when they get us into a meeting, because I'll take your meeting. But when they get us to a meeting, they say, what you're doing is smart. And so I'm wondering also if, you know, you talk about COVID and how COVID affected so many different things. The black market right now is prime. And I think the black market is prime. I believe, Jeff, that it is, because we are more, like I said, it's the time. We are more aware. Yeah. People have all of a sudden, when George Floyd, you know, met his demise under that man's knee, it was like America said, well, what's going on? I mean, is this police brutality? I mean, you were slaves? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Systemic racism? I mean, what's going on? And all of a sudden, there was a lot of attention on Black people. I'm not talking brown people right now. I'm talking Black people. And I'm wondering, because what people see is success, potential success, or money. And if you ain't bringing none of that, believe me, if you're not bringing none of that, they're not pursuing you.
The other thing too is, I'm glad you bring that up. So if they're watching the positive things, they're also watching the negative. Yeah. You calling yourself a big person? They're seeing what you're putting on your Facebook, your Instagram. Yes. They show the unprofessional side of you.
Yes.
Keep your unprofessional side off the internet. One thing I always did when I was traveling in around the world in the military with the government, I block. If you're not my friend, you can see nothing on my page. Because those superiors are watching me. They're checking my social media. They're checking all that, because you know why? They don't want me in a leadership position if I'm not leadership quality.
Yes.
And Walmart don't want to get in bed with you if they see what you're doing otherwise.
Yes.
And possibly what you might be doing otherwise with the money you're going to make with them.
That's true. Now, for me and being in my business, I don't friend people I don't know. And when it's my, and then the worst part of that is when you take and use your business page for, you know, your personal stuff. I mean, that's really, really out of order. I am an activist, and that is just who I am. And I was saying to somebody the other day is that, I mean, you do have to be so careful. And there are people who I know are not rooting for me, and they're blocked, because you're not going to be not rooting for me and watching everything that I'm doing. You're going to have to watch through somebody else that you know or something like that, because I'm not going to give you that. But there, yeah, it's such a thing. Block is a real thing. So I get it. So congratulations on your Walmart.
You know, and that's something to share. I'm happy to be able to share your platform, because it's a platform of women and probably some men out there that may have a spouse or somebody that they can share that with, this with too. But it's so important for us to continue to listen to those who have the experience that can tell you how to shortcut your adventures, especially when you're investing your money. Nobody has a problem with you losing your money and going out of business. They could care less. I don't care what color you are. They're not going to support you. What I don't like on a business page is this. I'm not looking for your thumbs up. I'm trying to do business with you. I'm not looking for your prayers.
Yeah.
I'm trying to say, I got something that I want to sell you, and I hope that you come back and be satisfied with it. It is what it is. It is what it is. We're in business.
Yes.
We're not here to have a family reunion. We're in business.
And if you're going to give me that thumbs up, share it at the same time. Just share it. It doesn't cost you anything to just share it. I share stuff and I put, you know, I try to say something about it. Like, you know, we need to be supporting Black business or something like that. But guess what? If you ain't got time or the words for all that, just share it. You know, right. I mean, that is just such a service. That is how we grow. That is how we network. And so you were saying that pretty much, is that the thing that you need more of, networking?
Yes. You have to network because in my industry, the beauty supply business, you are fighting a giant when it comes to those Koreans and Chinese. They have the capital and they have the product. What you have to do is figure out a way to get the product so you can make the capital.
Okay.
And it's not about talking about them and saying they ain't no good and nothing like that. Mm-hmm. Look, you got to go there and treat them with respect from a distributor standpoint and let them know, hey, this is what I would like to do and I can get the products from you. And you go in there showing that you're professional. You're going in there. You're not buying $500 worth of product. You're going there buying $5,000 worth of product.
Right.
Just letting them know you're serious about what you're doing.
So let me ask you this. So so with your model, say if I am a Black-owned beauty supply or whatever-owned beauty supply that can use your products, do you have a wholesale or distributor situations with your products? Like, can I order from you as a vendor?
You don't have to get it from me.
Okay.
I want you to succeed. Getting it from me is nothing but another middleman.
Okay.
I don't want to be your middleman. Okay. I want to be your mentor. I want to mentor you into something. I don't want to take your money. I want to give you something that you can have and hold on to and make money with it. And that's what most people are afraid to do. We got all these crabs out here individually trying to climb, and you can't climb until you use one another to get on top in order to get up to a higher level. And they're not willing to do that. And you have to fight quietly together. You can't fight vocally separately. So they pick you off one-on-one at a time. You just open up your store over here in Austin. Well, we're going to open up a bigger one because they have the capital and the product. And they can go put a bigger store right next to you. And next what? Guess what? All of your business. Because look, we are consumers. And if there's a bigger one next door, as consumers, black and brown, we go and see what they got.
I think that we need to start thinking bigger than that. And I think that we need to, we don't support each other enough. Okay, I'm just going to say that we don't support each other enough. And unfortunately, like what you said is that, you know, I want to mentor you. I want to see you succeed. And if we could only embrace that on a larger scale as a people, I mean, even doing this Black expats in Panama, I've just absolutely been amazed at some of the trickery and foolishness that I've had to go through, you know, with people trying to take my my name and, you know, try to support people. And then they come back and try to take your business. And it's disheartening. And sometimes, you know, you just got to pray and keep moving. And God will lead you to people who will encourage your heart. You know, he will send something to encourage your heart. And that's what we really have to do. So I appreciate you saying that. We can't be afraid that my success or that your success means my failure. I am actually doing mentoring and coaching Afro-Panamanian women, Black women in Panama who have natural hair businesses. Is my gift to Panama. It's something that I charge, but it's something that I see they need in Panama. Okay, Panama has been very generous to me. And I know I want to touch on quickly that I know you through Black expats in Panama. Panama has been very generous to me, and it's what I want to give back, because we need to come with a giving heart and a giving spirit. And at the end of the day, I want to teach these sisters to compete with me. There are so many Black or so many foreign companies coming into Panama, you know, opening up salons and things like that. And Panama is just not the best when it comes to customer service and presentation. And if you don't pick that up, they're going to be out of business. So it's what I want to give. And I don't want nothing. I don't even want nothing back for it. I just want to see them succeed. You know, and it's really good to hear somebody else from that same perspective. So let me switch gears for real quick, and then we're going to have to get ready to go. Tell me about your relationship with Panama. How did you end up in Panama?
Living in different countries like I have, you know, and I'm not talking about a month or vacation, nothing like that. It's been a year, 2-3 years. Mm-hmm. A year in Afghanistan, I learned some valuable lessons. Going to Kuwait, Dubai, Oman, you know, the different countries in Africa, China, India, and I can't even name some of the other places I've been. But my point is that I didn't want to live in the United States no longer because of my experiences as a Black man. And how many times I've had to go in and out of business, different types of business to be successful, only to fail because of the color of my skin. I'm a target because everybody wants to copy what I do. So, you know, I'm the secret sauce that everybody wants to sit back and try to duplicate and never have an opportunity to do it, but they'll ruin everything just to try to do their own thing. So when I saw this situation continue to go on and on, and the treatment that I get when I go to other countries, yeah, it was a benefit to having a diplomatic passport that I didn't have to wait in line and I can just go get in front of everybody, you know, and check into the airport. So I had that passport that allowed me to go in front of everybody. Being treated without any indication of your color. When my driver's license in Bahrain, when it says nationality, it doesn't say Black, Negro. It says United States of America. That's what it says around the world. They're not putting a color of your skin or what we call you. We call you what your country says you are. And you are a United States citizen. And that's the treatment that actually I'm accustomed to. I like that treatment. I like when the police of those countries stop me, and when I speak, they say, go. They don't want me.
Yes.
I'm a trouble to them. And so what attracted me to Panama was the fact that it's close for me to leave the United States while still have my businesses going and operating.
Yes. Yes.
To where the 4 hours I can be back to Texas. In 4 hours I can be to California. Right. I can be in Miami, or, you know, 5 hours, that's not a lot of time. I wanted to go to the continent of Africa, but politically and what the rest of the world do to that continent, they rape them for every natural resource they have. Yes. And continue to enslave them. I said, yes. I don't want to be a part of that. Right. I'm already fighting in the United States.
Right.
So Panama has laws that you are protected against even the United States.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
If you set your business up right, Panama will protect you. Panama will not tax you. If they do, it's going to be on a much smaller scale. And when you're in business and you're a professional, that's what you need to continue to strive and build your legacy. And then the other thing, I was meeting Black expats that were like-minded.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, you're going to meet some of those other ones that all they're there for is retirement. But then you got those other people like yourself and some of the other ones I met. They're about taking care of business while they're there, too.
Yes.
Their life ain't over. And so I saw that. And you're operating from Panama. Your business still in Virginia. And a lot of people are still operating from Atlanta. And that's what you can do, because it allows you to be able to afford to live there and here, too.
Yes.
So that's what attracted me to Panama. And it's not that big of a country, but I'm happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy to be able to live where I can get me a driver. I can get me a maid.
Yes.
I can get me a cook.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to touch nothing if I don't want to. Somebody take care of my yard, and I can afford it.
Yeah.
You can't do that in America unless you're in a certain gated community.
Yes. I was talking about that the other day with my husband and with one of my neighbors who I love her. But these women, they can't imagine living without a nanny. And nannies in the United States is a privilege. You know, I say, wow, it's amazing, because in the United States, you can be a single mom holding down a job and a half, getting the kids to soccer and school and, you know what I'm saying? All of these other things, making sure dinner is made, and you ain't got no nanny. You don't have the privilege of being a nanny. And some of these people, they're not rich, but it is something that you can have here, and you can have it or not. I mean, it's up to you. And I think that for those people who do come and they come with the foolishness. The one thing about the Black expats here, they will shut you down. I ain't here for that. You know what I'm saying? You can take that back to the US, because I'm not here for it. And I have found you cannot spend your time and your energy focusing on the negative. So it's very seldom that you'll hear me complain about some of the things that I go through. As far as even being the founder of Black Expats in Panama, it is like some people don't have an original idea in their head. And instead of them wanting to work with you, what it is, and I posted something about this a few days ago, it's unfortunate when you build your thing one by one, one person, by another relationship, you build it, you create a community, you create a support system, you provide resources, you cast your bait, and then all of a sudden you have a school of fish. Yeah. And then here comes somebody with a big ass net. Bam! You done all the work. You done cultivated all the, I'm just saying. You done cultivated all the relationships and put all the sweat into it. And here comes somebody with a big old net. And you know what I say? I'm the kind of person that, will you please just ask me for a fish or two? Because I will probably give it to you. You know, but when you come and you come wrong, then I'm going to have to block you. And I'm going to have to shut you down. And then people going to say, you ain't here for the black people and this and that. But it's not that. People can say whatever they want to say. But at the end of the day, we need to be here to help each other. And I'm glad that you're here. One more thing. Oh, my goodness, we got to go. You have an ability to serve people in Panama with your products, right?
They can actually go on my site, www.darlinghairkenya.com. And you'll see the big emblem Panama. We ship to Panama. And we have actually drivers ready and standing by that when your product hits Panama, they can bring it to you. They'll contact you and bring your product right to you, just like the mail.
Wow. That's because that's kind of outstanding. And I guess you got to live in Panama to know what it's like to get certain things, you know, delivered or in the mail to understand how huge that is. I mean, really. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, kudos to you. I hope that when you're back and that we get to meet soon. I hope that you're a neighbor. And can you just tell us, we may have to come back and do this again, but can you just tell us how we can support you and how we can find you to do so?
Well, basically, how you can support what I'm doing is it's just bigger than me. If you're doing business with me, you're probably doing business with 10, 12 other smaller Black-owned businesses because I support them. I want people to be able to go directly to our website. If you don't trust my website, go to Walmart because, you know, Walmart is something that they're basically solid. You know, if you buy from Walmart, if you buy my products there, you're protected. You buy them from me, it's the same thing. It's the same exact thing. So I tell people, you got to be able to support and trust the people that come to you to try to network with you. But the military says you trust them, but verify it.
Mm-hmm. Trust, but verify.
So if it's too good to be true, try to verify it. Mm-hmm. Don't be scared to ask. And right. I'm just saying that you've got to open your mind in order to change your ways, to change your life. Be willing to change. Be willing to let all that negative energy go so the positive energy can come out. Because if you're negative, positive things won't come to you. But if you can learn to say, open your mind up to say, I got to change. Look in the mirror one day and just say, I need to change who I am.
That'll preach. That'll preach right there. It really is true. And I think so much comes to you, you know, because you have a PhD, but also just because of the positive energy that you emit. You know, because what you do comes back to you and karma is real.
Yeah. And I can say the only thing you can do is just say when people say, oh, is this your real phone number? Yes, I answer my own calls. It's not something that I'm going to give you a number where it's going to go somewhere else. I answer my calls. So I want people to know that if you send something through my website and I'm going to see everything that comes through. And if you bluffed me, meaning that you said something that I want to reach back out to you, the bluff is bottom line up front. What do you want? If you bluff me and you're a good bluffer, I'm going to call you back. Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about. You got to be willing to network. If you're not doing it, share it with somebody else.
Yeah.
Share it with somebody else.
Let me, I gotta go. But I want to tell you this too. I'm going to be speaking with an activist in Panama. We're having our first meeting on Sunday. And she's going to connect me because, you know, I do mentoring and coaching here for Black women in the natural hair business. And she's going to connect me with, you know, a group or people that need and want to do better. And I told her, I said, you know, there's other expats that would probably be more than happy, you know, to share some of their knowledge and wisdom about, you know, different things within the industry and the business. And, you know, and talking to you, I bet that you would be one of those persons that would be willing to come and speak to you know, women that want to do better business and to learn better ways of doing things with you.
Correct. And the other thing I share, just on a hair care product knowledge, hair care products have a shelf life. Mm-hmm. Yes. That it gets old. Yes. The longer it stays on the shelf, the less effective it will be. So some of the competitors will sell you some old stuff. Mm-hmm. And you say, oh, that wasn't good. But you got to start looking at the product purchase, you know, production dates on those products.
Yeah.
If you have to open up that jar and look at it so you can look for yourself. So those are things that you learn the hard way, mm-hmm. and you're wasting your money on. How many of y'all have a cabinet full of different hair care products in your bathroom right now? Just raise your hand. Yes. Matter of fact, you don't have enough.
Yeah.
Because you done bought stuff.
They have, I have four products, and all of them are natural products. So, yeah, the shelf life, and the shelf life, if, especially if it's natural products, it's even less.
Right.
So it is something that you do have to consider. I actually have a product called, that I invented, called No More Tenderheads. And No More Tenderheads is a combination of about five essential oils, aloe vera, gel, and distilled water. That's it. And you massage it onto the scalp before manipulation. And it is like magic. And I came across that. I came up with that idea from working with people with tenderheadedness, because it was just like an issue for me and an issue for them. And I was like, we got to figure something out or we're going to have to break up. But that is, I don't make a lot of it at one time, because the life for, you know, especially the natural products, it's not as long either. So, but well, listen, it has been wonderful talking to you, and I look forward to seeing you in person on this side, you know, real soon.
Definitely.
I'll keep you posted with the opportunities to share the wealth of knowledge that you have with some, you know, deserving sisters over here. And just, you know, from one sister in the business to a brother that's like blown up the business, like congratulations. And just really, really happy to know you and proud of what you're doing. I am so proud of what you're doing. I can't wait till this podcast is released, and just hope it that the whole world gets to meet you.
Well, you know, basically, it's all about what we do to affect others. The Law of Attraction is a book that I always have. Because we attract who we are, who we really are, we attract those particular people. And it will get rid of those who you're not attracted to, in terms of that, that goes too for business-wise. Mm-hmm. But I enjoy to be able to sit here and not try to figure out what we need to say or how to say it.
Yes.
We have something worth talking about.
Yes.
We have something that people want to hear about.
Yes.
And, you know, none of us are be above learning. And I think that what I share is something that you had to walk with me to get that experience also.
Yes.
And I can't say people have done that.
Yes. Yes. That's,
yeah.
I mean, I'm really, really, really grateful for this time. And like I said, we'll have to do it again. But anyway, listen, yep. Thank you for your time. Have a good evening. I'll see you on the other side. And as always, I say, love your locks, love your looks, love yourself. This is Charlotte Van Horn, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. I love you guys, and I can't wait to talk to you again. If you have any content that you want me to cover, if you have any questions about anything that I've said, if you are interested in learning more about our coaching program, please do let me know. Holla at you, girl. Thank you.